You are listening to WJRH 4.1 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name's Frankie.
I'm Josh.
We haven't done a show in a little bit. What's been, like, a week and a half?
Yeah.
Week and a half?
A couple weeks.
Yeah. Maybe. We've been busy. We've been meeting new people.
Living up life.
Yeah, I've been living life to its fullest.
To its completeness.
Yeah, to completion.
100%.
Yeah, it's been pretty great. Had a good time. More fun than I thought that I would, staying here over the summer. So that's always good. It's always good to have your expectations exceeded.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Just set low expectations.
Yeah, always.
Always.
Always expect the worst. So therefore,
just when you wake up,
no matter what happens, you'll either be right or you'll be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Two good places to be. pessimism. How I adore you. I want to start the show off with some music.
Sounds good.
There's a few options.
Are you gonna play the Beach Boys?
I saw that.
Don't.
You don't want me to?
No.
There's a new Brood song out. Do you want to listen to that? I haven't heard it yet. I like Broods a lot, though. All right,
sounds
cool.
Good.
Here's Heartlines by Broods.
Lines. We could jump the state lines. I don't always play nice, but I wanna feel your heart lines. I wanna feel your heart. Have you been let down by the ones before? Do you leave too soon to know? Never fell in love, cause I just cut loose, but not when.
That was Heartlines by Broods. Me and Josh were just talking. I feel a little disappointed.
That was terrible.
Okay.
That was the worst song I've ever heard.
I was never going to say that. I will say, however, that I was a huge fan of Broods' debut album, Evergreen, and I did not really like that single.
I've got to say, since I've only listened to this song today, that was the worst song I've ever heard today.
You've ever heard today?
Yeah.
Okay.
That I've ever heard today.
That makes sense. I mean,
I'm
logically it checks both out.
Both disappointed and confused.
For those of you that haven't caught our broadcast before,
welcome.
Welcome.
Where have you been? You've been missing out.
Go on to WJRH.org and check out the programs and listen to our previous shows, and you can understand exactly where we're
going.
Do
it now.
No, don't do it now.
Don't do it now.
Listen.
Do it in like 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah, well, no.
Is that a little more?
I think it's going to be a little bit more. I don't know. Whenever
45 to an hour.
So we're going to do a shortish show today because we were going to do it tonight, and then we were talking to Will, who's one of the people that has been on the show before.
Yes.
And he wants to do just a show where he plays music by himself.
Like a normal person.
With Caroline.
Like a normal show.
This show is FTV : Summer Sessions : Spin Zone.
Can't keep us in the box.
The subtitle is called Fourth Time's the Charm. This is our fourth official full-length-ish episode.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
We had our one mini episode.
That's true.
Yeah, so I don't know. We're
this show, like, if we were an Amazon package.
What?
When we were sent to your house, like, you wouldn't have to cut us open. We would come out for you.
I do not understand that
we
analogy.
Can't be contained.
Oh, Will's texting us. He's listening right now.
Oh, really?
He said that he was also unimpressed with that song.
Good.
And that...
Because we need...
He also wants to point out that it was the best song that you heard today.
Yes. It is also
good
the best
job,
song.
Good job, Will. You follow logical conclusions to their inevitable end. You're a genius. We salute you.
We salute you.
We just kind of screw around in the show. We have fun. We goof.
Yes.
We gaff.
Last time we talked about
real things. Last time we
were
serious. Yeah.
Super serious.
Super serial. We're not going to be super serial this time.
No, let's be not super serial.
You want to hear a knock-knock joke?
Please.
Knock-knock. No. Oh. I'm the knocker.
Oh. Okay.
You don't knock.
Sorry.
Knock, knock.
I got excited.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's me, Frankie.
Hi, Frankie.
Hi. Can I come in?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, it's good to see you. I haven't come over to your house in a very long time.
I know, yeah.
You got a new couch.
I was kind of surprised because you showed up unannounced. That's
yeah.
why I hesitated.
No, it's fine. I just, this is a nice couch. Can I sit down?
Okay.
You seem hesitant. Why are you hesitant?
It's just that it's...
Is it because it's new?
Yeah, it's new.
Oh, maybe you should get one of those, like, plastic coverings.
Well, but I don't have a pet, though, so...
Well, I want to sit on it.
Okay, that's okay. Go ahead. Just
fine.
Sit down.
All right, I'm sitting. Can I have a beverage?
Yeah, sure. I only have pulp orange juice.
Oh, how much pulp?
Okay, sorry. When I said pulp orange juice, I just meant I have a container of pulp.
Oh, okay. I'll take that. Do you have a big straw? Like a really thick straw?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Cool.
Actually, just for this. How is it?
Oh, that's really good.
Do you need a floss?
Yes. Can I have some floss?
Oh, wait, sorry. I just ran out.
Oh, let's go to the store.
Okay.
Let's get in my car. We're driving in the car.
Frankie, keep your eye on the road.
Which
store should we go to? We should go to Rite Aid.
Oh, okay, we're here. All right, we're in Rite Aid. Hi, Rite Aid clerk.
Hi.
Oh, it's nice to... I'm Frankie.
Nice to meet you, Frankie.
I don't care.
Charles.
I don't care. We need floss, because I ate a lot of pulp.
Oh, check aisle 7.
Can you show me where it is?
I'm supposed to stay at the cash register.
Well, I need you to show me where the floss
is. Okay, fine. Okay, right here. You see?
Oh, thank you.
You get to pick
quick,
out...
Quick, grab it, and run. Get out. Let's get out.
Oh, my God, Frankie.
All right. Now we're convicts. We stole all the floss.
Oh my!
All right, now we gotta drive. Put up quick. Close,
how could
close
you do
the
that?
Windows. Close the windows.
Okay.
We're not flooring it.
Well,
end scene. Was that funny? Did you like my knock knock joke?
Yeah.
Good.
I think I get it. Yeah. But I'm not going to explain it because that's lame.
There's a lot of layers to that knock joke.
It's like pulp orange juice?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Pulp Fiction. That's what it was. It was a pun.
That's the name of that skit.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction.
There we go.
It was a pun.
It was we should put it in on that the timestamp.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to put a timestamp on?
Well, it's over now.
No, I can timestamp it.
Oh, Pulp retroactive.
No, it's just going to be Pulp Fiction by Frankie and Josh.
Let's just do skits today.
Log what? Song. Oh, should we do some skits?
Let's all right, do some more.
Tell me a joke. Tell me a knock-knock joke.
A joke?
Tell me a knock-knock okay. joke.
Knock-knock.
Who's... hey, Josh.
Oh. How'd you know it was me?
Oh, because I have a peephole in my door.
Wait, you do?
Yeah, I was able to look through the peephole and I saw you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, hi.
Hi, what are you doing at my house?
Well, I kind of need brown sugar.
Oh, I can provide you with that. Come on in. Ignore the mess. I had a busy day. I haven't been able to clean.
Why is there a lizard in your room?
Oh, well, I can't really talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go get you that brown sugar, okay?
Yeah.
Try not to step on it. It bites.
He is really big.
No, it's an it.
Oh, sorry.
It's an it.
It's really big.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Like,
I try not to make eye contact.
Oh.
Don't look at it.
You have a spacious living room?
No, stop looking at it.
Okay, sorry. I'll just
walk by. Let's go get your sugar. Come on, let's go get your sugar. Okay.
Yeah. I really need this sugar.
Welcome to the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
As you can see, there's absolutely nothing in here. It's completely empty.
Wait.
I lied.
Did you just move in?
Yeah. There was just a lizard here.
Oh.
I came here to get the knife. I have a knife, though.
Yeah.
Go kill the lizard for me.
Oh.
I didn't have any brown sugar. I just wanted you to get rid of the lizard.
Are you sure there isn't some brown sugar inside?
No, there's not.
The lizard.
He hasn't eaten in a very long time. I've made sure of that.
Why would you do that to him?
I need him to be hungry. Yeah, it.
Sorry.
It. I need it to be hungry.
Why is that?
No reason. Can you kill it for me?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, here's a butter knife. Here's a very dull butter knife.
Oh.
Go kill the lizard.
I can do this.
Can you? Yeah. I'll go buy you some brown sugar if you do it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to buy him brown sugar.
So, what was that?
Nothing. I just talk to myself sometimes. Keeps my mind clear.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Good.
I understand.
Okay, the lizard is...
here we go.
He's walking towards you. We're in the living room now.
All right.
The lizard's slowly walking towards you.
I try to poke its eye with the butter knife.
You're not even close to it, though. He's on the other side of the room.
Oh, okay.
Why are you... You're swatting at the air.
Okay, I'm sorry. I get nervous sometimes.
Okay, don't get nervous.
Okay.
Don't get nervous. Don't ever be nervous.
Is there anything at hand I can, like, distract him with?
There's some rice on the ground.
Okay, perfect.
He was trying to eat that earlier, and I stepped on his tail every time he tried to eat it.
Oh, that's like...
So he couldn't. So
conditioning.
Yeah, I know. I learned about it in Psych 101.
Yeah, same.
That's the only class I've ever taken.
I've taken it
every semester for 30 years.
I take every section of it, including the labs, every single day
for 30 years. Wait, so you take a semester... The lizard's coming closer now.
Oh, okay.
You have to focus. We're getting off topic.
I'm going to take the rice and throw it at the lizard.
Oh, okay. The lizard looks pretty distracted now. He's trying to eat all the rice because I've starved him for so many days.
Now I quickly get behind him.
Oh my god, he bit your leg.
Oh my goodness.
He bit your leg.
I don't have a left leg anymore.
He ate the whole leg. He's a big lizard, but he's not that big.
No.
I don't know where that leg is going.
I don't know where that leg went.
That's just not... Oh, and scene.
Right. I can feel the blood coming out of my legs.
No, the scene's over, Josh.
It is.
Yeah.
But it felt so real.
No, I know. We got pretty into that one. That was a good knock-knock joke.
Yeah. The punchline was...
Don't feed a lizard rice, because he'll eat your leg.
Yes.
And don't be stingy like my character was. Always make sure your lizards are
well-fed.
Always
feed well your lizard.
Yeah. It's good stuff. All right, let's listen to another song.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna play a Hamilton song.
Okay.
Because
Tony award-winning Hamilton.
11 Tony
Awards.
11
Tonys. One less than the producers.
One less than
2001.
What?
Didn't come out in 2001?
I thought it was much earlier than that.
Oh.
Like 1968.
I just I don't know where I got that from.
I'm gonna look it up. I think you might be thinking of the Matthew Broderick film.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a 1968 film, but the musical came out... Oh, no, it did come out in 2001. You
really?
Were right.
And PR didn't fail me.
I guess it was based
me.
On the movie. So they had the movie, and then they made the musical based on the movie.
That seems the opposite of what's normal.
That's cool. This is Wait For It. By the
okay,
cast of
wait
Hamilton.
For it. Wait for it.
Theodosia writes me a letter every day. I'm keeping her bed warm while her husband is away. He's on the British side in Georgia. He's trying to keep the colonies in line. Well, he can keep all of Georgia. Theodosia, she's mine. Love doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes and it takes, and we keep loving anyway. We laugh and we cry and we break and we make our mistakes. And if there's a reason, I'm by her side. And so many have tried, then I'm willing to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. My grandfather was a fire and brimstone preacher. There are things that the homilies and hymns won't teach ya. My mother was a genius. My father commanded respect. When they died, they left no instructions, just a legacy to protect. Death doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes and it takes, and we keep living anyway. We rise and we fall and we break and we make our mistakes. And if there's a reason, I'm still alive when everyone who loves me has died. I'm willing to wait for it.
Wait for it.
I'm willing to wait for it. Is it like in his shoes? Hamilton doesn't hesitate. He exhibits no restraint. Takes and he takes and he takes, and he keeps winning anyway. Changes the game, plays and he raises the stakes. And if there's a reason he seems to thrive, and so few survive, then goddammit, I'm willing to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it. Life doesn't discriminate.
Hey, we are on, She-Ra.
We are on.
She-Ra just came in and asked if we were on the air. We are on the air.
Is the mic on?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, the mic's probably on. That's probably not
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah. What color is your mic? White?
Yes, white.
Racist.
All right.
You can't make that joke on the air, as we've established.
It's fine.
It's time for a PSA. Step in 2011.
Wait, She-Ra talk.
Oh, how fun. Hi, it's She-Ra.
Okay, it's working.
Okay, what should I... It's on.
Here we go.
Okay, okay.
You can just pick, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm gonna do... You know what, just go along for the ride. I'm not gonna spoil it. When birds...
I don't like that. Like at all.
When burning outdoors, remember, if it's too hot to touch...
I would not want to be burning
it's
outdoors.
It's too hot to leave. Always burn responsibly. Brought to you, just wait, it's about to get better. Brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and Smokey Bear!
That's it!
Northampton County Forester!
Represent.
To learn more, visit SmokeyBear.com. You can...
We hate Smokey Bear.
Yeah, sometimes he's a model.
Like,
and I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm just driving down the road and I see this bear and I'm like, whoa, but it's just Smokey, so it's okay.
What?
Only you can do that.
Smokey the bear.
Like smoking hot.
I think that's
the... Were you not
the
here for that episode where Smokey the Bear was low-key an actress?
No. He wasn't.
I was not.
There's a PSA with Smokey the Bear where Smokey the Bear is like a seductive woman.
Joanna Cassidy.
There's Joanna Cassidy who talks in a very sultry voice during the PSA talking about forest fires, and then she turns into Smokey the Bear. And then Smokey the Bear is like, would you have listened if it was me? And then the PSA ends.
Yeah. So it's a double whammy.
Is it like
PSA for like sexism?
Sexism?
Oh my goodness!
And wildfires.
Will just messaged me.
Yes.
The best subtitle for this show.
Okay.
Feel the burn responsibly.
Oh, I like that. That's great.
So it works in Tom Ladson and super hot fire music.
Wait, how? Oh, okay.
This is a Tom Ladson-centric radio show.
Yeah.
Dedicated to
Northampton Tom Ladson listens
County.
Eventually.
I think...
Are we even going to explain why we do... No, we don't need to.
No.
Go back to the old...
At this point, you should know.
If you want to find out...
Dear
go back
listener.
To old episodes. We have a running storyline in these interspersed radio shows.
I'd just like to say that once Tom Ladson listens to our show, we can shut it down. Like, that's what we're shooting for.
Well, no, and then we interview him.
Yeah.
And then we shut our show down.
Yeah, It's like a multi-step process.
That's what we're leading up until.
Right now, we're in that, like, cruising phase.
Have you listened to You Talking U2 to Me?
No.
It's great. It's a spinoff from Comedy Bang Bang. I'm afraid you haven't heard it. It's Adam Scott and Scott Aukerman, and they do a show that's supposed to be about the history of U2, but it's just not at all, and they just talk about random stuff.
Oh,
but,
I feel like
but
I've
the
heard
final
of this.
Episode, they interview U2.
Oh,
like,
that's
they
really
get the
funny.
Whole band
oh,
on.
Oh, it's funny.
It's
yeah.
great. It's a good time.
Spoiler alert.
You ruined it.
I ruined the whole podcast.
Why would I watch it now?
You wouldn't, you'd listen to
That's
it.
That's true.
Oh, so Shira, we have a new thing.
Oh, okay.
So tell us a knock-knock joke. Start with a knock.
Start it off.
Okay, knock knock.
Oh, who's there?
Oh, it's Shira.
Oh, hey Shira. Hey, come on in.
Welcome to
we've been expecting you. It's
we've
nice
been
to
expecting.
Have you. We've been expecting you. Come on, sit down. I have the kettle on. Make yourself comfortable. I'm gonna go into the kitchen real
Actually,
quick.
Actually, make us coffee.
Make us coffee. I lied. I don't have a kettle on. You're gonna go make us some coffee.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to sit down. Me and Josh are going to sit down.
We're going to talk.
We're
just going to chill.
So, hey, Josh, how's it? You go make coffee. We'll be back. Hey, all right, so, Josh, how's your day been?
What's up? It's been pretty good.
That's really good.
I just woke up.
Oh, me too.
I know.
That's kind of weird. Considering
and then Shira just showed up.
It's like 8:54.
It is.
Like at night.
Yeah.
And we just woke up.
I know.
I feel like that's narcolepsy.
That's not how that works.
A little bit.
Oh, sorry,
I randomly fell asleep.
I'm nocturnal.
Like, I just collapsed.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Wait.
You did it too.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, we both collapsed. You can't remember it.
Shira, did you make the coffee?
Shira's not in the room. She's not. Oh, she's
oh,
back.
Oh, okay.
You
are
to walk
back.
In the room. There are rules.
I walked in.
Oh, hello.
Hey, friends, I'm walking back in the room.
Did you make us coffee?
I just want everyone to know that I made walking and like...
Did you make us coffee?
Yes.
Oh, can we have
but
it?
But did you make it the right way?
Oh, well, we're going to try it. We're going to tell her.
Okay.
Okay, so I made it as...
I like, don't want to even talk about it. Just give me the coffee.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want to... Oh, my God.
Oh, this is disgusting. Go make more.
What?
That was the worst coffee I've ever had.
I'm going to make tea instead.
I'm dead. My character died.
Oh no, you killed John. My character died.
God, this is so bizarre.
End scene. All right.
So,
moving on.
Reflect. No, yeah, yeah. No.
Yeah,
I was going to ask for reflections, but we're not reflecting on that one.
No. All right, we're done. Let's see. Listen to a new song. I have some music on my phone that I enjoyed.
I was thinking of, do you know Dr. Dog?
Yep.
No.
Do you like Dr. Dog then?
I'm fine with him.
I was thinking that I enjoy Broken Heart on the way here.
Okay. Let's play it.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry about the coffee.
Yeah, no, we're not. What coffee? What coffee are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. God, I'm
what's a coffee?
Or something.
Yeah. Life's just a dream.
All right, let's not go that far. What song do you want again?
Broken Heart.
What album is that on?
No idea.
Why don't you just search for it?
Why don't you just be quiet? How about you lower your phone notifications?
Shh, we're on air.
All right, here's Broken Heart by Dr. Dog.
Okay.
Life for me has just been a walk in the park. It doesn't really matter, it never really mattered. I never really had a broken heart, yeah. Such a shock to me. But next to me, my people going through the motion. And when it's over, yeah, the hearts are broken. I finally said she really loved him, but I couldn't see it though. He really loved him, but I don't believe in him.
Welcome back. That was Broken Heart by Dr. Dog.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I didn't write the song. So.
This is Dr. Dog saying you're welcome.
Oh, hey, Dr. Dog. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay.
You came out with a lot of albums, it looks like.
You know, I just I just lock myself up in the studio and just, you know, pump it out, pump the albums out.
That's really impressive.
I know.
I'm proud of you. You've been around for a while. Your first album came out in 2003.
Yeah, yeah. It's been 13 years.
Wow.
I was just getting out of college, you know.
In 2003?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. And like,
so what's your favorite song that you've written?
That last one?
Yeah.
What was that one called?
That last song.
What was that song called?
That song is...
Oh, man, you sang it so many times. How does it go again? You want to start? I'll keep the beat, all right? You ready? One, two,
three. Sorry, I have to go by.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was weird. He just kind of like showed up and left.
Hey guys, what did I miss?
Oh, hey Josh.
Dr. Dog was here.
Yeah, you missed Dr. Dog.
Oh, really?
He sang that. You know that song we just played? What was that song we just played?
I don't know.
He really. Hey Josh.
Yeah.
Knock knock.
Oh Lord.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, what's up, Frankie?
No, I'm not Frankie.
Wait. Oh, sorry, I didn't have my glasses
on. Yeah, you gotta pay. You can't just be calling people names. My name's Ben.
My name's Ben.
Yeah. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm just kind of going around the area. I'm your new neighbor. I moved in down the street.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Which house?
The really, really rickety old one that has ghosts.
Oh, they didn't tear that house down?
No, I'm currently living there. There's no plumbing.
Wait, you don't have plumbing?
No, I don't have any plumbing. That's why I've been going around the neighborhood. I wanted to ask if I could use showers.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really dirty.
I was talking to all these college kids who were doing
Who are you?
I'm just walking in.
Do you live here?
Oh, my goodness. You're just pushing your way into our conversation. Are you new to the area as well?
No, I'm like 90 and I've lived here my entire life.
You're like 90?
Yeah.
You don't remember specifically.
Grandma, what's your name?
This guy's a little disrespectful to his elders,
No, my name actually is Grandma.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Is that a first name or a last name?
That's all of them.
Oh, so it's Grand Space Ma?
No.
Ma is your last
name. It's like Prince, right?
Yeah, Mrs. Ma.
Mrs. Ma.
Oh, sorry.
Mrs. Oh, wait,
I was mistaken.
Wait, so you're married?
Yes.
Where's Mr. Ma?
No, I'm married to another Mrs. Ma. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, totally fine. I'm sorry. My heteronormativity
sometimes carries over
into my improv comedy.
So, Ben.
Oh, wait.
Oh, hey. Hey. You're boring.
Ben, how?
Bye, Grandma. Nice to meet you.
How are you liking
Come
the neighborhood?
Come back when you're a better character.
Okay, what I was gonna say was, the no plumbing situation reminds me of the college kids I was talking to who were living in temporary housing.
That's way too.
That's
meta.
Way too
That's
real.
Way t-
That's
end
way
scene.
Too real.
End scene. Wow. Wow.
Okay, wow, fine.
All right.
Ms. Grandma.
Fine. Grandma, you wanna start us off? Tell us a knock-knock joke.
Okay, knock-knock.
End scene.
Oh, God.
I think that was our best one
yet.
That
was a really good one.
I wish the viewers could see our faces.
I know.
It's okay.
We need to... really live stream
Facebook
yeah.
Live
sure
what is it called
Facebook Live
I mean what was the phrase that you used
Lacebook 5
no with the podcast broadcast
livecast
oh, yeah, webcast yeah. podcast
oh, hashtag
yeah.
hashtag no
hashtag zone. Big brothers watching
hashtag fourth time's the charm this is the fourth time that we've recorded hey Josh
yeah what's up
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
Oh God! He got hit by a car!
No!
Oh no! He had so much to. Oh God! His wife is on the sidewalk.
Oh, that was no. Jameson.
No, Jameson's wife is here too.
Ms.
She saw
Jameson.
Everything. She saw
no.
everything.
The chicken. The chicken.
He was
wife?
So. He was just.
He was
he
so
just,
young.
He was just starting his life out. He just moved into the neighborhood.
And that's why the chicken crossed the road.
Because he was new to the neighborhood.
Because he didn't know the traffic patterns. End scene. All right, that was good.
I'm a little emotionally drained now.
That's
just
fine.
Imagining Jameson.
That's the name that you picked for the chicken. James, he's an Irish chicken. Mally O'Jameson. I'm a quarter Irish. I can do that voice. Right?
That makes it okay.
Yes. That makes it okay?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good, good, good.
Knock, knock.
Oh, God.
Oh, who's...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, who is it?
Hi. It's,
hi.
It's,
that was a little weird.
It's the FedEx man.
Oh, I. Oh, that's great.
But you can call me Freddy.
Oh, hey, Freddy. My name is O'Malley O'Jameson. It's nice to see you, laddie.
Hi, O'Malley O'Jameson.
Oh.
I'm just here to...
You want
to
come in for some corned beef and cabbage?
You know...
And some Lucky Charms?
Not really, but...
I can offer you many Irish delicacies.
Okay.
Come on in.
Okay.
Take a seat on the couch.
Thank you. Oh, this is a nice couch.
Yes, it is. It's brand new.
It is brand new.
It's brand new. We just bought it. Do you like the...
It even has plastic
on
it.
Yes, I have some floss as well. Would you like some floss?
I don't think so.
I'm slowly losing my accent. I don't know what I'm talking in right now.
But I would love some... The beef.
That's human.
The corned beef
corned
and cabbage?
Beef, yes.
Ah, you're righto, laddie. I'll go get you some corned beef.
Okay, thanks.
Here it is.
Wow. Oh, wow. This is great. This is delicious.
Know. It's actually lizard. I lied.
No, it's human.
Who are you?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Grandma, how'd you get in here again? Oh, we locked the door.
Do you know this person?
Yeah, her name's Grandma. She lives down the street.
Oh, hi, Grandma.
He's actually been trapping me in the basement. But
I didn't even know about
that. Thrilling accusations.
When did I do this?
Are you okay? Just.
I mean, when did I do this? I can't do the accent.
If you're in trouble, just scream help.
Well...
She's not doing it, so she's obviously
she's
not.
Fine. She's fine. Okay. She's fine.
I'm out now, but he does keep locking me in there. So
really,
this is just a blatant lie. She steals my things.
Really, really.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, it happens to be that I'm a judge also. So why don't we litigate the situation?
Well, I want you to know that the meat you just ate were all the other.
Welcome
captors.
To the court of Freddy the FedEx Man. Order in the court. We have the case of Grandma versus O'Malley O'Jameson.
Yeah. Are you about to lay down some street knowledge?
We are about to prosecute and defend.
You're going to do both and be the judge?
I am all three.
Oh.
Not to mention the executioner.
I am O'Malley O'Jameson, I think.
Please state your name.
O'Malley O'Jameson.
Please put your hand on this book that I found in the dumpster.
What is the book?
It's called it's not the Bible. It's called
The Collective Works of Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, yeah, it is. But someone tore out all the pages, so it's just the cover.
Okay. I'll swear to that.
Okay.
I don't care.
Good.
All right,
good.
My hands on the book.
Yes. Do you swear to like
po?
Be cool?
Yeah, I'll be chill.
Do you swear to pop fly?
Yeah, no, I'm super fly. It's all good.
Good. Okay. So what stretch. Happened?
What happened was
she doesn't need
you.
To swear.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't need to swear in the book.
She's a grandma. She doesn't need to swear.
What? She's the defendant.
It's okay.
What?
No, she's the prosecution.
Wait, what? She stole from me.
No. You trapped me in your basement, fool.
I kept putting food out and she kept eating it when I wasn't looking.
Well, you know,
there
from
was
these,
clearly some miscommunication.
From these evidence documents, I see you put
you
the food
documents?
I see you put the food in like a dog food bowl.
Who made these documents?
At the top of the stairs.
Thank you. Correct.
So I just wanted to know why you did that.
First of all, where are these documents from?
Oh, my
they were in the
trusty
Edgar.
Yeah.
They were in the what?
In the Edgar Allan
Edgar
Poe
Allan Poe is actually my private investigator.
He's not alive.
That's
wait,
just
he isn't?
A lie.
No. He died?
That's just a lie.
No, he's
Detective
not-
Poe died? How did he die?
End this- scene. That was going nowhere.
It really wasn't.
It was going nowhere.
but we almost saw the thrilling courtroom drama of Grandma versus O'Malley Chase.
With the ever-changing accent. I need to work on my accents.
We'll get there.
Will we?
No.
No, I really don't feel like we will.
Probably not.
At the same time, we figure out how to get callers.
What?
We'll figure out the accents at the same time we figure out how to get callers. Oh, yeah.
So never. Ever, ever.
In the world.
Oh, callers. Yeah. Like people who call. I thought you meant callers that go around your neck, and I was confused. I thought you were still going on about the skin.
Oh, wow.
No.
But no.
Here's a song. It's called Rush Hour 3 by The Beths.
Cash baby into my life.
I know a place where you can go, yeah. Just around the corner. Won't you come along with me? I wanna take you to my home, yeah. Baby, watch a movie. I just downloaded Rush Hour 3. Twice. Roll off the couch, boy, oh yeah.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We are FTB colon Summer Sessions colon Spin
Fourth.
Zone. Fourth time's the charm.
Quattro.
Quattro.
Spell with the Q. Just to be weird.
Oh, what a good time. She-Ra has vetoed every future iteation of the
Knock-Knock
joke improv game.
I'm crying.
I'm sure the one viewer is thanking me.
No.
No.
They're all big fans.
He slash she is probably cursing you.
Think curse of all the great material that
curse you for taking away the Knock-Knock jokes.
Never going to hear from O'Malley O'Jameson again.
No, he's gone. He's dead. That ship has sailed.
She-Ra killed him.
Yeah.
She did?
Him.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see this happen, but...
Oh, no, not me. The She-Ra, the comic book character.
The Princess of Power. Power. Also, it's not a comic book. It's a children's television series. Animated.
Get so, it right.
It's a lot. One's a book.
Okay.
One's a TV show.
That's the difference. Are we going to talk about that now?
I really,
pick a better topic. If we can't do Knock-Knock jokes, what are we going to do?
Yes, She-Ra.
Fine. The show's on you. I'm shutting our mics off.
You're the only one that's mic'd right now.
What are you serious?
Please, She-Ra. Please.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see. I don't know. What have I been thinking
about?
Let's
just leave. We're leaving.
Bye.
Bye. We're going to close the door.
It was a nice show, guys.
Closing the door. Oh, bye. Oh.
So,
I'm back.
Frankie's back now.
I'm back.
I never left.
Yeah.
I wasn't that committed.
My mics are on again.
I wasn't that committed to the act. Sorry. Yeah. Next time I'll go all in. All in, baby.
So now look what happens when She-Ra has control.
Yeah.
Okay.
We walk out.
Let's
talk
about interactions with waitresses.
Wait, not waiters.
What?
Just waitresses.
Yeah.
Are we talking about last night?
Yeah.
Is that what we're referring to?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
We didn't get along very well with our waitress.
Oh, no. It wasn't the same person from 2 weeks ago.
No, it wasn't.
No,
or
it was
last week.
Person.
We were at trivia night.
Like, they were fine. It was just very, very,
uncomfortable.
A little bit.
Did she sit down with you?
No.
That?
No.
Oh.
I'm worried that she's going to be listening to this, which is totally
Are you actually
possible.
Worried that someone's listening to our show?
Well, to be fair, it's in the same town as where the station broadcasts.
Yeah, well, freedom.
So let's move on.
All right.
Just in case we're going to hurt someone's feelings.
Yeah, this is a love podcast.
I left a very nice tip.
Well, I think we can talk about the idea in general of service people.
The idea of service
the
people?
The idea of having service people. They exist.
Hey, if you...
I think that there are people that don't know how to interact with service people in a respectful manner.
Yeah, and they're dumb, and I hate them.
Yeah.
You should know how to talk to another human being.
Knock, knock.
Oh, God.
Oh, hey!
Is this the restaurant?
This is my restaurant. Come on in. I know you're the only customer right now, but that's just because all of our food is poisoned. It's totally...
Oh.
No, come
the
on
band?
In. It's
okay.
Fine. Come on in. No, come on. Sit down. It's fine. Would you like the poison steak or the poison chicken? We only serve two things.
I actually don't eat anything.
Well, you're going to eat something.
Well, if you let me finish,
okay,
I was going to say...
I interrupt people a lot.
I don't eat anything that is solid.
Oh.
I'm a soup person.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
All right, so
do you have, like, poison soup?
I have liquid
like,
arsenic.
Okay. That's
a
start.
Would you like some?
Yeah, I'm just...
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That
I'm
sounds
gonna
good.
I'm going to get you a nice piping hot bowl of arsenic.
Good. All right,
I'll be right back.
Make it fast.
Yep. All right, it's here.
I hope one I know is listening to this.
What?
Who are you? Does she work here?
This? Yeah, she. I don't know. Are you another customer?
No, I'm the waitress.
No, you're not.
Oh.
I own this restaurant, and I have never hired you.
Oh, that's awkward.
Well, I mean, why don't... No? No?
No.
Okay, well, let me try my arsenic soup.
All right, eat it. All right, he's dead. End scene. Who's your friend?
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Didn't you say you had someone from home that was listening?
No, I said I hope no one I know is listening.
Why? Are we embarrassing you?
Are we embarrassing you?
Is this embarrassing?
gosh, of course not. What?
This is
so funny. Comedy.
I don't think I like her very much.
Sorry, Frankie.
It's fine.
Don't be disrespectful to the waitress.
Are we back to that now?
No.
Tip your waiters and waitresses well.
Yeah. Tip them 20%.
No, 50%.
Oh.
Just give them all of your money.
All of their money.
Give them your paycheck.
Have a direct deposit into their account.
I had something on my mind.
I know,
to talk
that's why I paused, because I saw your face and I was like, he's going to say something.
I forget now. I should have written it down.
You should have, would have, could have.
Yeah.
We really need to think of topics.
We should. Yeah. We should.
We were trying to do that during the song, but we were just talking about grandma and the knock-knock situation.
Because it was great.
Yeah, we just talked about ruining our only idea.
Our best idea
the
ever.
The best idea FTV has ever come up with. Knock-knock listeners, if you're listening, which you have to be if you're a listener, tweet at us. Tweet at us.
Oh, yeah.
At 1049. No, that's not it.
I have no idea.
Let me find our Twitter.
Once we figure out our Twitter handle, you guys should.
At WJRH1049FM.
You guys should tweet at us. First, tweet your favorite moment from FTB history.
Then, all of our episodes.
Then.
I like. Oh, guys, I went on WJRH and then it says recommended people to follow. One of them's Will.
That's great. On there?
No. Mm. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like Will.
But not really, because he's not here.
He's totally listening.
He's listening, though.
Not well.
What does that mean?
He's listening badly. Let's go through Will's Twitter on the radio.
Oh, that's really
funny. He retweets a lot of people.
Oh my god, I love that professor. What's that a photo of?
Renan went out to Wegmans with her.
Yeah, that's Professor Nicodemus. That's a shout out. She's the coolest person.
I don't know her.
She's in engineering studies.
That explains a lot. He tweeted about a award-winning jazz musician performing at Lafayette College on Saturday after February 18th.
The Saturday after February 18th.
He very rarely tweets.
I don't have one.
I
don't have one.
I have one, but it's pretty bad.
What makes it bad?
I don't tweet on it.
Oh. That explains it.
Yeah. Wouldn't it?
Yes.
Wouldn't it?
Wouldn't you know?
All right. Will's Twitter is dried up.
Okay. We've exhausted that.
That brief topic of conversation. We could talk about the news.
We did a lot last time. Yeah, we did that last week.
Oh, so it should be something different?
Yeah, we can't talk about the news more than once.
There's only news once. Like, there's news and then it's old.
I'm going to go to the New York Times website.
Yeah.
Are we actually talking about the news? It's just going to be sad, though.
Well, let's not talk about
Obama condemns Trump's terror stance, calls his words on Islam dangerous.
See, there's so much hate in the world.
Trump treats fear as a political tool.
Wait, what?
There's no hate in not knock jokes.
Yeah,
there's
only
a lot
love
of,
in
there's
knock,
a lot
knock
of hate throughout this whole front page.
Yeah.
Oh, Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's something to hate.
Oh,
shots fired.
What a Ghostbusters online attack says about the digital age?
That's too heady for me right now.
Interesting.
What?
Let's talk about...
It's literally about the angry video game nerd getting angry about Ghostbusters.
That's silly.
Gamergate, but about Ghostbusters.
Oh my
Let's
goodness.
Let's not
that's,
talk about
okay,
Gamergate.
Okay. No. We're not talking about Gamergate. What I was thinking about was how every scandal is something gate. And I know why.
Watergate.
But why?
Because the Watergate Hotel.
That's dumb. No. Like, why do we name all our scandals something gate.
Because Watergate was a
That's really
point.
Lame.
Watergate was the point when we realized that presidents could
But like, okay, go, sir, there is a Wikipedia page full of Gates. Scandals that end with gate. I'm not joking.
Scandals
and
that
This
end.
Is what I was thinking of, by the way, to talk about earlier.
Maybe gates are a list of scandals with gate suffix.
Like, some of these are ridiculous. They aren't scandals. Let's talk about one.
Or any of them about actual gates.
Closet gate.
Yeah, is there gate gate?
Closet gate.
The controversy that erupted following the broadcast of the South Park episode Trapped in the Closet, a satirical parody of the Church of Scientology.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's just not...
Donut gate. Singer Ariana Grande was observed in a video in Lake Elsinore, California, licking unpurchased donuts and stating, "I hate Americans."
What? Did you not see that?
Grande then so canceled her headlining performance at the All-Star Game.
Is she not American?
No, she is.
So she hates her. She's self-hating?
But
she's
licked an unpurchased donut?
Yeah, but didn't pay for it Americans. Or buy it.
Is that the response to licking
this
a donut?
This is what I think about you, America.
I want
to
lick you?
Lick. Search gate gate because that has
gate,
to be
gate.
That's what I want.
Oh,
I want
whoa.
Gate, gate, in my
life. Gate gate. Oh, I found it.
Yes.
What? It's gate gate or plebe gate. UK political row when Andrew Mitchell MP allegedly called a policeman a pleb. And was asked to use another gate to leave Downing Street on his bicycle. This gate scandal is noteworthy for actually involving a gate.
That's incredible.
That's so funny.
Oh my goodness. Lewinsky gate. Don't need to explain that one.
So when I came in, I said that you were playing Hamilton, so I'm guessing you already talked about the Oscars and stuff. Oh,
no,
I mean,
we did
Tony.
Not talk
well,
about the Oscars. Do
no,
you know something we don't? Are they making a movie version of Hamilton?
I mean the Tonys.
It probably
that felt angry.
Why would I be angry?
The Tonys.
This has been such a good show, though.
The Tonys were good. Did you watch them?
I did not.
Me neither.
I did, because I care.
About
the Tonys.
About Tony. Who is Tony?
I don't care.
Tony Gate.
Find out.
The day people ask who Tony is, it'll be called Tony Gate.
No.
So right now, I just asked who Tony
exactly.
is. Tony Gate.
It's Tony Gate. You're living it.
Wow. I'm living a controversy. That's too much.
Hamilton
too much pressure.
Won a lot of awards at the Tonys.
Yeah, it did.
Not the
That's
Oscars.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's
but not the record number.
No,
so
the producers.
It's not
do
number one.
Even like the producers.
I do.
Why?
I haven't seen it.
It's funny. I like the original Mel Brooks movie too.
Okay.
I don't know. It's fun. Have you not seen it?
No, I have. And in the they talk about it a lot in what's
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Thank you. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Wait, why?
They have a whole season arc where, like, Larry David's going to play the main character.
and the producers.
Yeah. I've only seen part of it.
It's pretty good. They're bringing Curb Your Enthusiasm back.
Are they?
Another season's coming out soon. They just announced
it
today. Yeah.
Woot, woot.
Oh,
HBO
cool.
is killing it with their
HBO
comedies right now.
Killing it.
They are on one show. Game of Thrones.
Oh. Have you guys seen
I haven't
Roots?
Seen the last couple episodes. Roots?
Yeah.
Like the new one?
Yes.
Have you?
I've seen the 2 out of 4 episodes.
There's only okay. How,
but they're it, like 2 hours long.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. How's T.I.?
He hasn't been in yet. Okay. I think he'll be probably I'm guessing the last because I know he's in the Civil War as like a soldier.
Okay. What do you think about the idea of sticking with the TV show even when it gets bad if you know it's about to end? Like I'm
wait, what? That, you added like
that's very specific.
You added, like,
I thought you were gonna stop
modifiers
a couple times.
Explain that.
Okay, so if you know that a TV show probably only has a couple seasons left and it's getting really bad, Do you think, but you're sort of already invested in it, do you think it's worth just
sticking it out? Well, okay, I've continued to watch The Walking Dead, even mm-hmm. though I think that show is pretty bad.
Yeah. Whoa, scandalous.
It's just really not.
Walking Dead Gate?
No, it's just not. Like, everyone pretty much agrees that it's just not that good. Like, it's okay. I mean, like, there's been very good episodes, individual episodes.
Some people love it.
They're ignorant. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I enjoy the show. I enjoy it. I do think that as a story arc, it's pretty terrible.
Fair.
But I think that there are some good characters, and that's why I stick with it.
Okay.
Okay. So, sure, you're saying, like, if it's just trash, is that what you're saying? Like, the show is just not...
No, give me an example of a show.
Yeah.
So I
feel like you had a specific...
I do. I've just been, but I do this with most of my shows. Like, I get invested in shows.
Do you just watch a lot of bad shows?
No. No, but when I was younger, I watched different shows than what I would now. And they're now, I don't know, 5 seasons progressed. And I'm still invested in the show and they're ending. I'm just like, might as well stick it out. Particularly with the show Rizzoli and Isles. Have you heard of that show?
I know of it.
No. Yeah, Brazilian Islands?
Like my grandparents Rizzoli used to.
Oh.
It's a crime show,
It's a crime show. It's really quite horrendous this season, the last few seasons. But I'm really invested in the characters similarly. And I'm just like wondering whether it's worth just sticking with it. I don't know. It's the same thing with really bad movies. If you know that it's a bad movie and you're halfway through, is it worth just finishing the movie because you're already almost there?
I have a recent experience with this. Have you guys seen Fight Club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys like Fight Club?
Sure.
I did when I was 12.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it
since. I don't think it's as good as I did when I was younger. I think it's a very early teen movie. Like, you watch it and you're like, yeah, rebellion.
But you know, like, I feel the same way about American Beauty.
I haven't seen American Beauty.
Oh, good. I think that's a good movie.
It's good. I haven't seen it in a while. He's good in it, but like, it's kind of like very...
I know the basic premise.
Over the top. Not over the top.
No, yeah.
Like, very... It's not subtle at all.
That's
so it's kind of... I feel like it would be hard to watch now, but I, feel like I haven't seen it in a while.
There's a lot of movies that are like that, that are just like, you can't enjoy unless you're at a certain period in life.
Mm.
Like, Perks of Being a Wallflower,
ouch,
I can't
so
re-watch that.
I never ended up seeing that.
3 years ago, loved it. It was great.
Lived for it. Would have died for it.
Would have, coulda, shoulda.
Killed for it.
Yeah.
Well, we are not inciting advocating. Yeah. No. This is purely hypothetical.
So, like, I loved that movie. And I still think there's parts of it that are good. I think some of the performances are good. But it's a very, like, late teenage years movie that you can't really appreciate unless you're, like, 17 and angsty.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't seen it.
It's also just a bad movie.
Ooh. I would disagree with that. Why do you think it's a bad movie? I don't think...
I mean, if you need to be a child to enjoy it, then that speaks volumes.
Yeah. Well, I think that I think it's well made. I think it's just that the content itself can't be appreciated.
The content,
I think it's a well-made movie and it's well-acted. I think Ezra Miller does a great job as the main dude. I forget his name. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Emma Watson is
the one that's Emma
mediocre.
Watson's brother. The one that's Emma Watson's brother.
Okay.
I think he's great.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, so...
Yeah, no, Emma Watson was really disappointing in that movie.
Definitely, and her accent was no good. Right? She had an American accent, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a fake one. Because she's British.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. It was... Whatever. There's a lot... But then I think there are movies that, like, are best experienced when you're that age, but then are still good later. Like, I think all John Hughes... Not all. Most John Hughes movies are still good rewatching them.
Okay, yeah.
Like, Breakfast Club less so. I think Breakfast Club is very unique to the high school experience. Mm. I think Ferris Bueller holds up.
Oh, definitely holds up.
I think 16 Candles actually kind of does, but more in like a nostalgic way, I think. I haven't seen it recently. Have you guys seen
Sixteen
Candles?
I've never seen that. No.
It is a very teen movie, but I think there's elements of it. I don't need to go into it if you guys haven't seen it. But I think there's elements of it.
Oh, is that the one where she becomes an older person?
so. Actually, maybe I actually haven't seen it in a while. Let me double check. I don't think that's the plot.
Does she become older than she actually is?
No, I don't think that's true.
What am I thinking of? 13 going on 30.
That sounds about right. Yeah, this is just not that movie. I was thinking maybe that happened, but no, that just does not happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Well done.
That's great. Moving on.
So wait, we never.
Whoa, that was a really that was an in-depth one.
Yeah, I was in a bad mood.
Yeah. Those characters were a lot like us.
Yeah.
They seem too real.
That's how good our acting.
It still feels like my character's inside of me.
That's so that nice.
Sounded weird. Oh, laddie.
O'Malley O'Jameson.
O'Malley O'Jameson.
I didn't know you were real.
I am.
Really? Is Santa real too?
Not
shh, yet. Don't say that on the air.
Yes.
That's
Santa is real to everyone.
How do you know? Is it because you are Santa?
Because I believe.
Oh, okay.
Also, most of the people in this room are Jewish.
Yes, that's a true statement.
You outnumber me.
It's the conspiracy.
That's what they say. It's the Jewish conspiracy.
You heard it here first.
Those listening, they are Jewish.
We're not
anti-Semitic.
No. We are Jewish. with an extremely
you said that like
sarcastic
you're not.
Voice.
He is Jewish.
I'm sorry. I'm Jewish. Yeah.
We're getting in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
From the Jews.
There is no conspiracy.
I'm not Jewish, so I can't do this. I can't play along.
It's okay. God, it's so hard.
You're not a member of the tribe.
To a religious minority.
Oh boy.
Should we play some music?
Muzak. I wanted to play some of Clipping's new EP, but I think every single song they released on it has swear words.
That seems like it would be.
Yeah.
So I was re-listening to the Avalanche's new song.
Not a big fan.
Yeah, I know. Which is sort of disappointing. No, because you like them a lot, so it's disappointing.
Yeah, I know.
But
I'm disappointed.
Yeah. They'll come out with more in July, right?
Yeah, their full album's dropping. I don't know. They released
Let's play a
single,
good Avalanche song.
I was going to play something. Let's listen to Since I Left You. That's kind of a classic.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Since I Left You, the Avalanches.
Have a good time now. Welcome to paradise. Paradise.
Thank you.
Since I Left You by the Avalanches.
There's a beautiful song.
I love that song, man. I love this whole album.
The album's great.
Anyway, I think it's worth checking out the music video for Frankie Sinatra, even though the song itself. Also, the part where the Sound of Music sample comes in is expertly done.
Yeah, that's pretty, it is actually pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a lot of Beale samples for the final album too, so I'm very excited for that. That'll be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like music. Sure do like that music.
Yeah.
So we're kind of being pushed out of the studio right now.
Yeah.
There's a couple people that'll be coming on next called Schmareline and Schmill. Not to use their real names on the radio. I don't want to drag them through the mud or anything. But their names are Schmareline and Schmill. And they decided to do a show tonight, which apparently is takes precedence over our show. So I encourage
we have been on the air for over an hour.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, we have.
Yeah, we.
I don't know about you, Shira.
And how did that go when I was showing?
It was really good. We were really funny.
There were so many knock knock jokes.
You ruined our improv.
Oh, did I?
Yeah,
did
you kept. You, okay, your improv just didn't make any sense. We had a storyline going. Then you're like, I'm grandma. Let me come on in.
I was hard.
I'm a 90-year-old woman from down the street.
Hey, Frankie. Knock, knock.
Oh, hey, John.
What's up?
How's it going, man?
It's great seeing you, too.
Oh, I love it when you just come over unannounced.
I know, right?
When we don't invite Shira, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like her.
She's a bad person. Can I come in? It's like snowing
a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of Shiras outside.
Yeah, it's snowing Shiras outside.
They're all over the
everywhere.
Place. Come on in. God. Lock the door.
No. Whoa, deadbolt it. Whoa, you have like 7 locks on your door.
She's very resilient.
Yes.
I live in constant fear.
I don't blame you.
Oh, I heard a voice. Did you hear that? Be quiet.
I hear...
Be quiet.
I didn't hear
anything. Oh, God!
Oh, my goodness.
She's in the house. With us. And
do you have...
Well, that was a cliffhanger. You'll have to wait
until next episode.
To find out what happens.
We're definitely not continuing the next episode.
We'll see about that.
Even if you guys didn't like our improv, I had fun. That's all that matters.
Yes.
Really?
This is the Frankie Have Fun podcast.
I don't care about the listenership. I just care about me.
Accurate, though.
A little bit. Fine. I don't have a career as a radio podcaster. It's okay. Yeah. I'm fine with that. How do you want to end the show? How do you want to get kicked out of here before Schmareline and Schmill come in and take our places?
I mean, I do like the name, the Feel the Burn Responsibly. I like that quite a bit.
Yeah, Schmill. I mean, Will, our friend, is really good at giving advice.
Yes.
It's true. I feel like
I heard a voice.
I heard something.
Yeah, what was that? Oh, okay. That was a little weird. Whatever. This has been Feel the Burn, /Summer Session, /Spin Zone,
fourth time's the charm.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Josh.
Hi.
Knock, knock.
Oh. Who's there?
It's me, Frankie, and we're ending the show. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to play another song to kind of... This is going to be our segue.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play Frontier Psychiatrist because, as the song says, that boy needs therapy.